So let's talk about upfront therapy. Where are we today in terms of carfilzomib, and where are we today in terms of daratumumab?
Oh, you ask the best questions, Neil, always. So VRD is kind of like the standard. Most people accept VRD as the default standard. We know how to use it. We have good data from the SWOG trial that it improves overall survival compared to RD. We have good data from the IFM that whether you get a transplant or no transplant, you still get 84% four-year survival rate. So it's a good regimen, proven track record. And particularly when you use bortezomib once a week sub-Q, like we usually do in practice now, it's extremely well tolerated. And after 1 year, you actually move on to just the doublet. That's the VRD story. Daratumumab, the MAIA trial, looked at daratumumab versus Lendex, and it was just reported in the New England Journal of Medicine. And what the trial showed was that you have a significant prolongation of progression-free survival with daratumumab over Lendex, even more than what VRD showed over RD. But that's in the context where daratumumab was continued indefinitely, so it was a triplet all the way through. Whereas with the VRD trial, we gave VRD only for the first 8 months and then went to a doublet. So we have to keep that in mind. Nevertheless, daratumumab Lendex was extremely well tolerated, even in elderly patients. Over the age of 75, they were still getting really good tolerance and really good progression-free survival improvement. Daratumumab Lendex, based on the MAIA trial, is FDA approved. Now we have to choose between should we use VRD or should we use Dara-RD, and only time will tell. VRD has the benefit of convenience, lower cost. Dara-Lendex has the benefit of better data for the older patients. And so I'm on the fence. I think at this point, I still prefer VRD for most of my patients. I will consider DRD as my backup.